Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines and I am your host. It is Tuesday, March 12, episode number 730. The Oscars are complete. We will spend no more time going. Yeah, I know there were complaints. Snyder, your complaints have been lodged and heard and acknowledged. And we're done with the Oscar talk. That was fun. A fun little sidetrack, but we've got playoffs going on to talk about now. Things are getting serious here. So, Oppenheimer, the big winner. Not surprising. I need to watch it again. Did not think as highly of that movie as obviously others did. So, I'll give it another shot. I'll wait for a day where I'm in the mood for it, and we'll give it another run. But that's that's it for this year in the Oscars. So start checking out those movies. I'm assuming Dune 2 will be up for up for some awards, as it did pretty well a couple years ago when Dune 1 came out. So check that one out. Get ahead of the game on that. Probably going to be up for Best Picture, I would guess. All right, let's get into the playoffs. We are in the semifinals in the NBA fantasy playoffs, and it is matching up Stink versus Lapine, and it's matching up YK versus Canada. So YK takes out the number 3 seed, J-Lev, and Stink takes out the number 4 seed Snyder. So it was the 5 and 6 seeds moving on, taking on the 1-2, and we're off to a start, right? Lapine is up 9-0 on Stink after day 1 with 6 days remaining. Lots of basketball still to play, so don't panic yet. And YK is down 4-5 to Canada. So this one looks to be a little bit tighter. The tail of the tape, if you break it down by how they matched up throughout the season, in field goal percentage, Stink was number 9, right? So again, 12 is good. 12 is good. There's 12 teams in the league. The higher your score, the better you are in a category as a whole. So Stink was 9, and Lapine was 8 in field goal percentage. So that's a check mark for Stink. In three-pointers made, Lapine was number 12. He was the best in the league, and Stink was number 7. So that's a check for Lapine there. In free-throw percentage, Stink was number 8, and Lapine was number 9. So a very slight advantage there for Lapine. In total points, Stink was 7, Lapine was 11. Pretty good size advantage there. Rebounds, Stink was 7. Lapine was 12, number 1 in the league there. Advantage, Lapine. Assist, Stinky was 6, and Lapine was 11. Another advantage there for Lapine. Steals, Stink was 7, and Lapine was 8. Advantage, Lapine. Blocks, Stink was 9, and Lapine was 7. So advantage to Stink there. And turnovers, Stink was 7. And Lapine was 3. So advantage Stink. If you run the tail of the tape out of the 9 categories, Lapine is a 6-3 winner in those departments. Major injuries that are affecting these teams at this point. Looks like, I'm not even sure how to say this, but it's Sengun, the guy from Houston that Stink just lost, he's out, and Karl Anthony Towns is out for Stink, so he's missing those two guys. On the Lapine side, he's missing Desmond Bane, he's missing Zach LaVine, and Mathurin is also looks to be out for the season for Lapine. So, pretty even across the board in terms of injuries affecting them. In the other matchup, we've got YK taking on Canada. So in field goal percentage, YK is 4, Canada is 12. Number 1 in the league. In three-pointers made, YK is 10, and Canada is 8. So advantage, YK there. Free throw percentage, YK is 6, and Canada is 11. Advantage, Canada. In points, total points, 8 for YK and 10 for Canada. And rebounds, we're going 8 for YK, 10 for Canada. Assists, 8 for YK, 10 for Canada. Steals, 10 for YK, but 12 for Canada. Block shots, 6 for YK, 12 for Canada. And turnovers, 6 for YK, 2 for Canada there. So it looks like a 7-2 advantage in the overall categories for Canada over YK. But it's a pretty close matchup right now, so anything can happen. 4-5 after one night. And major injuries that could affect these teams. Tyler Harrow is out, and Brogdon is out right now for YK. I don't know if those are long-term or short-term. Ball is out for Canada, and Williams as well is out for Canada. So those are the only two injuries for each team. So should be a pretty evenly matched, no complaining about injuries type of matchups here. These are one-week matchups before we head to the two-week final matchup at the beginning of next week. So next Monday it'll be championship time. So we'll update this on Friday, see if there is clarity towards pathways one way or the other for a team to win it. But that's how we stand in the NBA fantasy basketball matchups right now for the playoffs. You also have hockey starting up this week. You have yours truly taking on Jared, new guy to the league, took over for Commissioner West, and you have Trey taking on YK. So it's I'm the 3 seed taking on the 6, and Trey is the I believe it's YK is the 4 seed taking on Trey the 5 seed. In that second matchup. After one night of action, I am in the lead four categories ahead, one category behind, and 6 categories tied. And Trey is in the lead 4 categories ahead, 3 categories behind, and 4 categories tied. Not a lot of action on Monday night, just a few games. It's closer to a full slate tonight. Not quite a full slate. Not everybody is on the ice, but a few more guys out there tonight. So we'll keep an eye on these going forward. If you break them down, there are 11 categories in hockey. You've got points on defense. You've got goals, assists, shot percentage, special teams points, hits, blocks, faceoffs won, and then you have the goalie categories of wins, goals against average, and save percentage. Again, 12 is the score you're shooting for here. If you go to points on defense, I have a 10. Jared has a 4. If you go to goals, I have 11. Jared has 10. Assists, I have an 11. And Jared has a 9. In shot percentage, I have a 7. Jared has a 9. Special teams points, I have a 9. Jared has an 11. In hits, I have a 7. Jared has an 11. In blocks, I have a 10. Jared has a 6. In faceoffs, 1, I have a 12. And Jared has a 5. Into the goalie categories, I have a 6 and Jared has a 5. Goals against average, I have a 10 and Jared has a 1. And save percentage, I have a 7 and Jared has a 4. So if you looked at it in terms of categories over the regular season, I have a distinct advantage in this one, although I have always have that awful feeling that it's not going to go as planned, and it rarely ever does, especially when it comes to my fantasy team. So if the tail of the tape is 3, 6, 8 categories, that's not right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 7, seven categories, I guess. I don't know. I've got an extra category in here somewhere. There should only be 11, and I'm counting 12. But it's around 7-4, 8-3, something like that. So in the other matchup, points on defense, Trey is a 12 and YK is an 8. In goals, Trey is a 12 and YK is a 6. Assists, Trey is a 12, YK is a 6. Shot percentage, Trey is an 11, YK is a 3. Special teams points, Trey is a 12, YK is a 6. In hits, Trey is a 6 and YK is a 5. Blocks, Trey is a 9, YK is a 5. Faceoffs won, Trey is a 6 and YK is a 7. In goalie wins, Trey is 11, YK 12. Goals against average, Trey is an 8, YK is a 12. And save percentage, Trey is a 12 and YK is a 10. So looks to be a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8-3 advantage for Trey, but I feel like he did more damage early in the year than he has done as of late. So we'll see. YK tends to dominate those goalie categories, and Trey got off to a little bit of a rough start last night with the goalie on the ice. So we'll see. 4-3-4 in that one. More coming on Friday's episode. We'll have maybe a little more clear picture of how things are going to shape up going into the weekend. It was a crazy, crazy day in the NFL. It was legal tampering day, which essentially means free agent signing day, apparently, because all day long it was one guy after another that was signing deals or agreeing to deals left and right. Kirk Cousins is going to be the new quarterback in Atlanta. 4 years, $180 million. I think 100 of it is guaranteed. So, they're going all in on Mr. Cousins there, which should have an absolute great effect for Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. We should see a definite boost fantasy-wise for those guys for sure. Chris Jones signed a long-term deal with Kansas City. 5-year deal, big one. Russell Wilson is heading for the Pittsburgh Steelers, signed a 1-year deal. I think it was like $1.5 million. It's like or 1.7 or something, the league minimum, because he's getting $38 million from Denver. So yeah, basically being paid by Denver to play for Pittsburgh. Pretty sweet deal for the Steelers there. DeAndre Swift goes to Chicago. What a mess that's going to be. Now we have Roschon Johnson, and we have Khalil Herbert, and now we have DeAndre Swift. Not a great landing spot. Tony Pollard goes to Tennessee. Not real super duper happy about that one. I was ready for Tyjae Spears to be able to take things over there, and that just muddies the water quite a bit. Josh Jacobs goes to Green Bay. So he will move into that backfield with A.J. Dillon, as Aaron Jones was shortly thereafter cut and then announced this morning that he will be signing with the Minnesota Vikings. So a little rivalry there. Saquon Barkley goes to Philadelphia. It's not a great spot because of all the touchdowns that you get vultured by at the goal line by Jalen Hurts, but much, much more potent offense for Barkley. So in the end, it should be a nice upgrade there. Devin Singletary leaves Houston and goes and fills the spot for Barkley there for the New York Giants. Austin Eckler is going to Washington, and he will fill the role that Antonio Gibson left as he went to New England. So, Austin Eckler, I guess it's a good fit. He's going to be that utility back that Antonio Gibson was before. 2-year contract for him. Jerry Jeudy earlier in the week was traded to the Cleveland Browns for like a 5th and a 6th. Kind of weird. Didn't get much for him. Mac Jones traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars as their backup for a 6th rounder. T. Higgins in the news reported that he wants to be traded. So we'll see what Cincinnati does with that. Baker Mayfield signed a long-term deal, or longer term. I think it was $100 million for 3 years or something with Tampa Bay. Joe Mixon also was cut by the Cincinnati Bengals, and they signed somebody. Oh, yes, they signed Zach Moss. Turn around, signed Zach Moss for about half the price, 2-year deal. Let's see. Noah Brown signed back up with Houston, which is significant because it was thought that maybe Houston would be chasing down a third wide receiver to go with their two studs. But, you know, this might calm those talks. They might be happy with Noah Brown where they're at. So that might temper any talk of signing free agents out there. Jacoby Brissett signs with New England, so he'll be their backup to their presumed draft pick with the number 3 overall. They'll take the quarterback, I assume, there, and Jacoby Brissett will either be the starter to get the new guy settled in, or he will be the backup to the new guy, one or the other. Sam Darnold leaving the 49ers and heading for Minnesota. He will play kind of, I'm assuming, the same role that Brissett's going to have in New England, where he will Vikings are going to trade up and draft somebody. They're going to get somebody, you know, up above. So it will either be Darnold to take over for a little while they get the rookie settled in, or it will be the rookie right away, and Darnold will be his backup there. Gabe Davis signed with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They say they're still interested in signing Ridley. I don't know. We'll see. That room gets pretty crowded there. I think I got to all the – there was a big – you know, Brian Burns got traded from Carolina to the New York Giants. Xavier McKinney went from the Giants to the Packers. So there were some defensive guys moving around a little bit. Some Raiders signed a big namer. I can't remember who it was, but yeah, so some guys. I know Frankie Louvu is going to the Commanders. That's kind of a big one fantasy-wise because he's a stud linebacker. But there is more, I'm sure, to come today, and by Friday we should have pretty good feel for where all these guys are going. Derrick Henry still figuring things out as to where he's going to end up. Let's see, there aren't really any major wide receivers left to be signed anywhere. So, yeah, more to come on Friday's episode, of course, with the NFL free agency, which actually officially opens tomorrow, right? But, all this happened without free agency being open. Just the legal tampering period is all we had. So that covers it right there. Okay, so we got our NBA rundown. We've got our NHL preview. Meanwhile, Stinky and Tang are waiting in the wings in NHL for the winners of these two matchups, and then we're down to the final four here in NBA. So this is what we got left, leading into a two-week final starting next week. So more to come on Friday. Updates on NFL free agency, and we'll have probably a little better feel for these matchups in NBA and NHL going into the weekend. But that should do it, right? I've got a staff meeting to get to this morning. Busy day ahead, and no snow on the ground at the moment, which is good. Starting to look like there's maybe a little bit of a warming trend coming our way. Made a couple shots on the basketball court today. That's about it. And got through it without damaging anything. Didn't re-injure my back or anything. So that was good. Good start to the day. right? Hopefully you guys are off to a good start as well. And yeah, we'll sign it out from here because I hear the music, so that means that it's time for the Fantasy Blink. I am the Commish. Have a great day, everybody. I am out of here.